I don't know how many times in the Gospels Jesus encounters a sick person. We had a few of them just today. But of all the times that I can remember, I can't think of once where a person, before they meet Jesus, is sick, who's also sick after they meet Jesus. I can't think of once. That's a pretty good track record of healing. Which leads one to ask, well, why doesn't God heal every physical illness today? Doesn't he realize that that would be like a clincher to get people to believe in him? You know, why would you hang on to your secret weapon? What are you waiting for? It's like when you're playing pitch and you hold on to the king, waiting to play it, thinking that you'll get the three. By the time you lay it down, there's nothing left. Or it's kind of like keeping your really nice dishes for a special occasion. But you could count on one hand the number of times you've used them. Or heaven forbid, you're in a really big football game, and you save your star running back for third down, and third down never comes. We saw that last Sunday. Why would the Lord not do what he can do? Can you imagine the crowds here if we had a miraculous healing? If we had a miraculous healing every weekend here, it'd be like the Lourdes of the West. I know I'm not the only person who's asked the question, if the Lord can heal anyone, then why doesn't he just heal everyone? Now, to be clear, Jesus does heal people. Physically, miraculously. He's done it for people in this parish. He's done it in these walls, actually. But why not everyone who asks? Well, that's sort of what Job is getting at when he's talking about how miserable life is in the first reading. It's because he's sick. Physically sick. Now, some would say that's not a great example, because eventually the Lord does heal Job, which is true. But in today's reading, he's asking God for healing, and he's not getting it. It's a pretty depressing reading, wasn't it? And the one verse that they took out, probably because it's really gross, is verse 5, where he talks about how sick he really is. My flesh is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin cracks and festers. That is gross. It's kind of neck and neck with last Friday's gospel about the beheading of John the Baptist, which I read at Sacred Heart School Mass. Preschoolers, up to 8th grade. Could have changed it, but God picked the reading. I didn't. He had a message yesterday, Friday, and he has a message today. And perhaps he's trying to tell us that at least in some ways, being sick can do more for our salvation than being well. Did you hear that? Being sick in some ways can do more for our salvation than being well. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that being sick is a good thing. I spent a good part of Friday visiting people who want to come to Mass but can't. People who want to walk but can't. People who want to live in their own homes but can't. It's hard for those who are sick and for those who care about them and care for them. But the Catechism says something amazing. It says, yes, illness can lead to anguish, self-absorption, sometimes even despair, and revolt against God. It can also make a person more mature, helping him discern in his life what is not essential so that he can turn toward that which is. Very often, illness provokes a search for God and a return to him. I have to be honest, it was the first time I'd ever noticed these words in the Catechism, that illness can help someone discern in his life what is not essential so that he can turn toward that which is. I saw that on Friday, too. Although sometimes our return to God when we're sick is precisely because we're begging God to heal us. You know, God, if you just make me better, I promise I'll go to Mass. I promise I'll take a holy hour. I promise I'll help with the high school youth group. Okay, maybe not that, but I promise anything else, Lord. Have we all begged God to make ourselves better, or more likely someone else better who is sick? Sure we have. But we have to be careful if our prayer to God is all about physical healing. You know, the Catechism continues, even the most intense prayers do not always obtain the healing of all illnesses. It says, thus St. Paul must learn from the Lord that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. It's almost as if God is saying to St. Paul, you'll realize how strong I am more in your illness than in your healing. Again, not that God wants you to be sick. No, he wants you to be well, spiritually and physically. And sometimes God will play the king. He will use the good dishes. He will give the ball to the running back and make you better. And if he does, or if he doesn't, it is a sign of his love for you. As in his own mysterious way, he draws us closer to himself.